Views from the Cave for February 4th, 2006. Welcome, Cave Dwellers. So that was L1011 and their song Central Nervous Piston. That's a little hard to say. You can find more on them by following the links in my show notes or heading over to music.podshow.com and checking out their artist page over there. So, after listening to last week's drunken rant, that after I listened to it, after I sobered up the next day, made absolutely no sense. Didn't make sense to me, and I'm sorry, you know? That's what you get when you go to a social function. It was a Go Texan function to raise money for the scholarship funds, and it was a shrimp boil and all the beer you could drink, and I drank all the beer I could drink. So, and when I get that way, I don't usually like to talk politics, but I got into a political discussion with the neighbor of ours, and it just kept on going. So, I apologize if I didn't make any sense. I'll try not to do it again. It's one of those things. But, you know, this week's been pretty calm around here, man. You know, not much to go in the way to, you know, kind of tick me off. You know, there's a typical, you know, politicians bitching and moaning about how video games are ruining our youth. And, sorry about that. And using the video game bandwagon as a stepping stone into the presidency. And it just doesn't seem like, you know, something that should be a major concern for everyone. Video games are harmless. You know, the only way a video game can hurt someone or harm someone is if that's all they do. And most people I know and people that are smart don't play 25 to life 24 hours a day. One, because it's a horrible game. Two, there's other games. There's other things to do, man. They don't need to be just sitting there playing a video game. I play video games every once in a while, you know, just to blow off some steam. You know, just to have fun. I mean, it's a way to have fun. And, you know, when you live in a town of 200 people, video games is about all I have. So, oh, what else? There's really not much on going on, man. That I wanted to get a podcast out and I wanted to play some more music. I'm really getting into this independent music, pod-safe music, I guess you can say. And, actually, before that, there's a movie coming up, and I think everyone's going to dig it. And so I'm going to play it for you right now, a little trailer for it. A little fan trailer for it. You know, listen to it, dig it. You know, I think you'll like it.
Snakes on a plane.
After the events of September 11th, the nation did its best to keep the population safe from terror. Security was tightened to ensure that those horrible events never occurred again. They failed.
We cannot use weapons or explosives. Security is too tight.
We need a better method.
Seemingly harmless until it's too late.
Gentlemen, I have already solved the problem. We do not need any weapons. We have snakes.
Snakes?
Yes, snakes. First, I will put my army of snakes into a box. And then I will put that box on a plane. Then I will release the snakes. And there will be snakes on the plane. And then that will happen, and I will rule the world!
They will let you put snakes on a plane?
Of course. No one suspects the snake.
Their plan would have worked.
I'm sorry, no pets are allowed on the plane.
But these are just snakes.
Oh, okay then.
Thank you.
But they didn't count on one thing.
Stewardess, give me my motherfucking coke. I'm motherfucking Samuel Jackson, you motherfucker. I'm doing this
for my people. The one and only bad motherfucker, Samuel L. Jackson, was on the plane.
What the fucking shit? Stewardess, what the fuck is this motherfucking snake doing in my motherfucking coke, motherfucker?
Thank God you saved.
Get me my motherfucking coke, bitch!
And he's throwing a badass motherfucking hissy fit.
What the fuck, motherfucking fucking hell? I did not ask for motherfucking snakes on my motherfucking plane! fucking bullshit!
The tension is climbing.
No! That badass motherfucker is ruining all my evil plans! I need more snakes.
Motherfucking snake! I'm fucking ruining my fucking life! Fuck!
And he still hasn't gotten his coke.
I want my fucking coke!
You will never have your coke.
That's pretty much the plot.
Why are there fucking snakes on a plane?
Snakes on a Plane starts Friday, unfortunately.
Snakes on a plane, motherfucker! I heard that, and I just about fell out of my chair the first time. I didn't think this shit was real, man. Looked on the internet, and, you know, snakes on a plane. I just thought it was some, you know, stupid, you know, fan movie. You know, I'm not saying fan movies are stupid, but, I mean, come on. Snakes on a plane? If that doesn't get at least one Oscar nomination, you know, I mean, I'm gonna stop going to movies. So I think I'm going to order one of them t-shirts. So I got a little story time for you guys. I don't sleep well. I'm having little bouts of insomnia, man. You know, I stay up till 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, and I just don't get tired. And it's killing me. You know, I don't see stuff straight, you know. Things move a whole lot slower, but the day goes by faster. You know, I lose track of time. I don't get it. And this isn't, you know, the first time this has happened either. This happens a lot. I lose sleep, and I don't get, you know, it's weird. You know, I think I drink too much caffeine, but if I don't drink any caffeine, it's worse than when I quit cigarettes. And, you know, I still crave a cigarette every day, but cigarettes are too expensive and caffeine's cheaper sometimes. I drink a lot of coffee, drink a lot of Cokes, well, Diet Coker. Actually, my drink is Pepsi One. Love that Pepsi One. But we're going to go into our last song here. It's by Artificial Intelligence in Texas and their song Time Remembers. Except they're not from Texas. They're from New Jersey. Yeah, it's pretty weird. Check out their page over on music.podshow.com and check out this song, and I'll see you in a couple. Very cool. It reminds me of the 80s. So that brings us to the end of the show. Kind of a shorter show than normal. Only two songs, but we had that little, that awesome Snakes on a Plane trailer. Snakes on a Plane. I'm thinking of starting up a new segment, Dumb Shit of the Week. But I'm going to leave it up to you guys. I'm going to throw out some names, and I want some feedback on it. This is a ploy to get you all to comment. Well, speaking of comments, I did get a comment from Scott from Point 22. He commented on my last show. He said he listened to it. He said I can play his stuff, you know, anytime. That's pretty cool to actually see that artists, you know, actually do pay attention to when I, you know, send out that little notice. That's pretty cool. So maybe I'll play some more Point 22 stuff on here. I like their stuff. It's pretty cool. So for next week's Dumb Shit of the Week, I'm going to throw out some names here. I've got some names written down. First one, obvious one, and it's probably going to get the most votes, and it's probably going to be it. It's going to be Jack Thompson. Second one is Democratic hopeful presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. And the third one, I only wrote down two. Maybe I should have wrote down three. And the third one, I'm going to leave it up to you guys. If you guys have a third one, you know, if you already think that Jack Thompson and Hillary Clinton already have enough publicity and you want to hear a third, you know, comment on it. Call my comment line, which is, hold on one second, I have it right here, 206-984-0617, and I will play your voice on my radio show, my podcast show. Or you can head to the Podomatic webpage, put your comment on there, or send me an email at gorbash@gmail.com, and the website is gorbash.podomatic.com. Also, you can check out drunkgeekproductions.com and see the other project I'm keeping up on right now, a little writing project for a fan audio drama, patio drama, little fan fiction we got going on. Almost done writing it, should be done within the week, and should be going back for a rewrite, so it should be done, you know, maybe a month, maybe. Don't hold me to that. So, that's it from the cave this week, folks. Check out the web pages, leave your comments, please. Enjoy the music, and I'll see you next week. Later.